Mark Gannis, the sports business expert and the president and co-founder at SportsCore, has many times answered our questions about how stadiums work. Hi, Mark. Thanks for joining us again.
Hey, good morning. Great to talk to you.
The reporting is that Jerry Reinsdorf wants $1 billion in tax support to build a stadium in the South Loop. How would that money come to be? Do you know where or how $1 billion would materialize?
The primary source, as I understand it, would be an extension of the hotel motel tax that was implemented 20-some-odd years ago by then-Governor Thompson and Michael Madigan, then-Speaker Michael Madigan, to build what was the replacement for Comiskey Park. It's undergone a number of names since then. It's now called Guaranteed Rate. And that tax is expected, the bonds on that tax are expected to be generally retired in the early 2030s. And the tax was only applied for that many years when it was first instituted. If that tax is extended out another 30 or so or 40 years, a bond issue can be issued against that tax source, and that would be the primary source of the funding.
So in a way, we wouldn't notice any difference in our lives in Chicago, either as citizens or even visitors.
That is correct, and that's what makes this an easier approval, is that it doesn't change things. It just extends them into the next generation or two. But that is exactly right. That's the beauty of using this tax source.
Didn't I also see that they would have a special taxing district around the stadium for $400 million, or is that what you just described?
No, that's a separate item, and that is going to be more. That'll be more challenging to get through, because that area would be developed and the taxes generated pretty much regardless of whether a baseball stadium is built there. That's the way the city is evolving, and it's growing down into that area. So that is the one item that, although it has the same beauty, it doesn't take money out of existing budgets. It does take money out of what would otherwise happen, meaning the money that the government would otherwise get.
Yeah.
And so that one I expect will be tougher than the hotel tax bonds.
You'll understand why this feels a little like, say, the tollway, where they said, we'll just put up the tolls long enough to build the road and then nobody will have to pay. Or when there's any kind of an income tax increase, but it never goes away. And so while it's easy to maybe be indifferent to same old taxes rather than a decrease in taxes, I wonder if this is really a good idea financially. That is, at some point, people say, I'm not going to go to Chicago, or maybe I'm going to stay in a hotel downtown. I mean, those are real dollars.
Well, those are real dollars. And the point that you're really getting to is, could those dollars be used for some other new purpose?
Yeah.
I mean, think about what's happening with the migrant crisis now. And they're trying to find new dollars. They don't exist. Think about the tax that Mayor Johnson wants to put on to help house the homeless. On real estate sales. Those are new needs, and if you take money from future sources and you commit those today, then you don't have that money for when new needs come up, like migrants, like homeless, by way of example.
Sure, so I like that
you're,
point.
You're asking a very, very cogent question. That doesn't mean our politicians ask the same cogent questions.
Incidentally, one of our listeners said, how about a rev share? So we'll help subsidize your team, but you need to let us have a percent of the revenue each year, or even a percent of ownership. Does that exist out there in a franchise world?
Yeah, it's rare, but yes, it does happen. I'll give you an example. The Seattle Seahawks, when their new stadium was built, for a period of time, and that time ends actually this coming year, the King County would get, I believe it is 10% of any team sale proceeds. So if the team got sold, King County would get 10% of it. And that was for 20, 25 years, so for a period of time. So it is rare, but it has occurred.
But you're talking about the sale of the team. I'm talking about annual receipts.
So on the annual receipts, that it does not happen that way, other than through things like rent. So if you depending on how much you will charge for rent, upkeep of the ballpark, cap expenses that you'll charge the team for, those things all are part of it. And that's generally part of a lease, and then other uses of the ballpark by the government that it could generate revenue from. That exists currently, for example, at Soldier Field. The Bears have exclusive use for certain purposes, but other activities are done by the park district for hopefully profit on their part as well.
Two last questions. Give me a short answer to this. You and I have talked about it before. We still like the idea. We're talking about the financing now, but a beautiful park and that part of the city, that's a home run, right?
That is correct. That's right where the White Sox should be. A beautiful neighborhood could be developed around it. Related Midwest, Related as a company, has great success in Chicago. They understand what they're doing. The pieces are in place for this to be something very special.
Yeah,
it is the right location.
Beware developers with pretty pictures, because they rolled that out before they had the financing and you fell in love with it. You know, this is like somebody drunk at 2 a.m. with Amazon in their lap going, oh, I'm going to get it. Okay, so what does this do to the Bears? What does this do to the Bears then? Just last question, give me a few seconds on who wins for state funding.
Well, you know, this is where the Bears have to kick up their game. Jerry Reinsdorf is brilliant, strategic, and he doesn't just work it when he needs approval. This is a guy who deals with the legislature and with charities and things all through for many years now. So that when he shows up at their door asking for something, they've shown up at his door asking for things that he's covered. That's the way these things are done. So the Bears need to kick up their game, and then they need to make a decision. Are they going to take a risk on time for something within the city of Chicago, or will they try and find a way to get into this deal, but at Arlington Heights, where the land is there, where they own it already, and where they don't have a fight with Friends of the Park and the Lakefront Protection Ordinance to battle? That's a strategic decision that is being foisted on them to be made probably before they're ready for it. So you just have to step up, and they will get ready and make the decision.
Where's the Gannis meter on the Bears? Is it to the left, 100% in Arlington Heights, or is it over to the right, 100% still in Chicago?
It is more towards Arlington Heights. Arlington Heights has made a great deal of sense. It's where their fan base is. It's where they could build ancillary development to help offset the capital costs of the state of a domed stadium, which, by the way, people think it'll be $2 billion. It'll cost $3 billion. nobody should be fooling themselves. Yeah. This is Chicago, after all.
Well,
but what they need is some reasonable government participation. They need to not be hosed on the property taxes, and they need to have infrastructure assistance. Those are normal things.
Yeah.
That's not extraordinary.
I thought it was interesting, the article in the paper last week, the three school superintendents in that area said, don't blame us. This isn't us. Mark, let's you and I talk again another day. It's always fascinating to visit with you. Thanks for your help.
My pleasure. Anytime.
Mark Gannis, sports business expert, president and co-founder at SportsCore.